Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session with Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, come on, you can actually say it with me. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you do that simply by getting involved, getting engaged, and getting informed. Right? Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. If you have something to say, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Alfonso Reyes is going to join me right after the break, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time, his input, his insight with what's going on. And, my God, what a day. Really, so the Senate just flew through this omnibus bill, and I guess Congress will vote on it tomorrow, maybe. Like, they couldn't wait, right? Anyway, get past that. No money for border security. None. Not a nickel. Zippo. Niente. Oh, but there's money for border security, but not for us. For several other countries. That's right, we're giving money to other countries to shore up their borders, to put up walls, fences. But I thought they didn't work. And not only that, let's go a little deeper with it. If it's so bad to have borders, if it's so nasty, then why are we giving money to other countries to do it? Right? Seriously. New book out. Claims that President Biden was furious and he cursed repeatedly about the border crisis. I don't doubt it. As illegal immigrants kept flocking to overwhelm the southern border, that's according to that new book out, like I said, that has to do with the first years of Biden's presidency. In the fight of his life inside Joe Biden's White House, author Chris Whipple describes Biden's fury as his administration attempted to get a grip on the raging crisis at the border. Well, there wasn't a raging crisis at the border. None. Until he created it. Yeah. Yeah, he created it. Come on, you go from 1,400 apprehensions a day to 6,500, half a million, a quarter of a million a month. That wasn't going on when Trump was president. Right? Meanwhile, illegal immigrants, they kept arriving, and Biden was furious, the book says. Aides had rarely seen him so angry from all over the West Wing. You could hear the president cursing, dropping F-bombs. One senior advisor told Whipple that the frustration came from a lack of a solution. It's like, how would you feel if you were me And these were the solutions you had in the weight of the presidency right now. Another part of the book, Ripple goes back to the crisis at the border, writing, Nixon's vaccine disinformation, this was the thing that made Biden's blood boil. Ripple also described Biden as a short fuse person. Well, we know this. You can see it all over his face. You saw it when he was campaigning. It says early in his term, he had reserved the F-bomb mostly for discussions of the southern border, but lately, it is continuously, consistently used. Book is going to go on sale January 17th. I mean, you know what? I'll tell you what. This may be one of those books I go, yeah, it might be worth a read, you know? Right? Now, he's already made headlines for reporting that Biden once described Vice President Harris as a work in progress. I think he probably referred to it as a real piece of work, but other than that. There were more than 1.7 million migrant counters in fiscal year 2021. More than 2.3 million in 2022. And restoring legal asylum pathways, it's, you know, it just decimated. Or they felt that were decimated during Trump's administration. Now, the administration now has faced criticism from Republicans for unraveling Trump-era border security policies, such as the migrant protection protocols, wall construction. It's taken heat for its effort to narrow interior enforcement to prioritize only criminals and recent border crossers. Look, the Biden administration is encouraging migration. Illegal immigration, I should say. Right? They reduce enforcement. They know it. The cartels know it. The people coming up from South America know it. We're not enforcing the actual law. Haven't figured that out why yet. They don't want to. They want these immigrants here, illegal immigrants, for a lot of reasons. And now they're lining up at the border, hoping, praying, believing that Title 42 public health order will actually get canned. And Biden was ordered to end the policy by a federal court. The order was due to end on Wednesday, but it's been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. You got almost 20 states that are saying, hey, we can't handle this. We won't be able to protect the people. We don't have the money. You know? We're going to use some of that money we got in the omnibus bill. Right. Okay. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Alfonso Racer joins me after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Now, I know you've heard me say it before, but that could have been the kitchen at my cousin's house any weekday. I mean, any week. When I was growing up as a kid, we all grew up kind of in the same neighborhood. So, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Let me bring him in. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and soon to return Soul Food Radio, and Zoe, Christmas,
yo.
Right around the corner, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. Man, yeah. Where'd the year go?
What?
Where did the year go?
I know, right? I mean, it really did fly by. Well, we were too busy trying to figure out how to get the masks off our face.
Yeah.
Pay for the food that's 40% more at the supermarket and, you know, the gas. But gas has come down $1.60 from last year, so hey, Get the pom-poms out, right?
Right. And, hey, I guess along with asking where did the year go, like where did the money go and where did the sanity go and all that sort of stuff, there's a lot of things that kind of went. And, hey, isn't it nice of them to bring down the gas prices? Because, man, hey, you know, Joe, if gas prices, if it wasn't for all this other crazy stuff, if the national average for gas prices were able to come down to like $2.50, oh, man, we would be roaring back. But there's just all these other factors that they just, this monkey wrench that they just threw in it
yep.
to just, I mean, really go to drop a deuce in the punch bowl, you know?
Yep. No question about it. I mean, and again, here in California, though, I mean, you got a whole bunch of other stuff going on, too. You know, all of a sudden, we had all this money, right? We were like $180 billion-plus dollars in debt, and we had this deficit, we had this, that, and then Joey B. comes in the office, and all of a sudden, California is flush for cash somehow. God, I don't know how they printed it so fast.
Although, and, you know, at the same time, with all the flux of illegal immigration too. Mm.
Oh yeah, and Newsom's giving out money, and he's doing this, and he's doing that, and he's giving back. And then all of a sudden, the other day, after the $600 rebate that he pretty much gave to everybody who filed taxes in 2021 here, he's they're $28 billion in the hole. Because it looks like the revenues aren't going to be where they thought they were going to be. Why? This country, company's moving out of California. There's people that don't have jobs any longer. And he's put out all this money. He has spent money like a drunken sailor on whores in San Diego. I mean, seriously. Mm.
We tried to recall this guy, Ben, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tried to recall him and Gascon. And somehow... the voting machines were very particular on watching the signatures. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
You go look at it. And in Arizona right now, I don't know if you're keeping up on it, but what's unfolding with the Carrie Lake issue, they are finding issues. And, you know, they're talking about how the size of the paper that the paper was printed on in the the scanners could only recognize 20-inch paper. 19-inch. All right, I know I'm going to screw this up, but it only can recognize a certain size paper. And somehow, I don't know, some mistake, the printers were printing on the wrong size paper. Okay, so the scanners were rejecting them, throwing them out. So they couldn't count them properly. So, you know, it's just amazing to me. And then somebody in court today, and I have to go look up the guy's name, but he has something to do with watching over the election. He said, yeah, we knew they were printing our wrong paper.
Yeah.
Okay, and
they just do this out in the open, man. It's where we are.
You know, I'm surprised that they're telling the truth. Maybe because they think under oath someone's going to do something to them, but nobody's going to do anything to them anyway, right?
Yeah. No, doesn't look like it. They can get away with this stuff as just as much as a person go take a crap on the sidewalk in San Francisco.
Well, you know what? I was talking to somebody the other day about, I want you to think about how lawless the left is. What are you talking about? I said, oh, no. Don't take that attitude of me. You look at San Bernardino, Oakland, Los Angeles, San Francisco. We can go through all of them. They now have shoot-up centers where you can go in and pull the curtain like you're voting and shoot up illegal federal substances and drugs with the equipment, paraphernalia, or whatever you need to make it happen, issued by the state of California. I don't know about you, but I think in the old days, under the law, if you helped somebody break a law, weren't you complicit in an accessory before and after the fact?
I don't know, man. Yeah, absolutely. And nothing says, you know, nothing says the Christmas spirit like giving people a place to shoot up, I guess.
God bless. Well, it's a gift. We want you to be saved, right?
It's a gift that keeps on. Yeah.
Right? Goodwill towards your fellow man. I don't know. Which seems to send them crazy. Those terms seem to make them nuts for some reason.
Yep.
You know? Newsom came out last week and actually ridiculed Republican governors and Republican mayors, saying, if you really did your homework, if you really did your research, you would find out that the cities in the states with the most violence, the most gun violence, are run by Republicans. But then...
Really?
A recent, not a poll, but a recent survey, you know, poll, whatever, came out. And it showed that Oakland, Los Angeles, among others, Chicago. Let's see. Where else was there? Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Dallas, Washington, D.C. Yeah, most violent cities in the country. And I think, I don't know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but aren't they run by the Democrats?
Yeah. Yeah. They're always trying to pin this stuff on it. And, man, unfortunately, they're a lot of people fall for it, man. That's the really sad part, man.
Well, you've got 270,000 stations that they own that they're talking about how bad the Republicans are, and we wouldn't have this problem at the border. Like Newsom again trying to blame the Republicans for the problem at the border, because they won't get on board with Biden's plan. And it's funny because as he's blaming the Republicans for the problem at the border, he's whining about the overflow of immigrants that we can't afford to help anymore. I mean, this is a real sickness, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a total sickness, man. It's not a joke, man. When people say that liberalism is a mental disorder, there's really something wrong going on there.
It is, and I don't. Well, look, it's funny. Again, talking to a friend of mine today, I said, "Look, this is pure evil. I mean, truly, Satan has these people blinded.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. I think just like with the Ukrainian war." The amount of money we're going, nobody wants to tag it, nobody wants to audit on it, nobody wants to follow it because they find it, a lot of it's going right back to the Democrats and Joey B's bank account. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, basically you got the United States having Ukraine fight a proxy war for us, is basically what's going on. And, the Bidens are definitely benefiting from it.
Yeah. Oh, no, They're going to be fat, dumb, and happy, and I'm talking wallet-wise. There's no way this money is going out like that. Nobody's really tracking it. Nobody's really watching it. Nobody's trying to figure out, where it's actually going. All right, when we come back, I got some pretty tough questions for you. You better be ready for them. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Oh, man.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Blizzard warnings are in effect across a large stretch of the country. It's all thanks to a brutal storm system that's hitting millions.
Make sure that you have plenty of clothing, those kinds of things, because you never know because the temperatures are so extreme.
Blizzard conditions are expected in places from eastern Montana all the way to Buffalo, New York. Cities and counties surrounding Minneapolis being warned of impossible and life-threatening travel from tonight through tomorrow. The December sell-off is back. Stocks fell today as investors did not carry on a rally from yesterday, concerned about central banks taking action to control inflation. Americans' life expectancy is at its lowest since 1996. CDC data shows a downward trend starting in 2020, landing at just over 76 years old for those born in the U.S. in 2021. That's on top of a 30% increase in 2020 overdose deaths. Fatal drug overdose rates went up among almost every racial demographic, too. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's no fun unless you're part of the solution. And please don't be stupid. I mean, I used to say don't be ignorant, but I'm at the point now where you've heard it enough where I can say don't be stupid. Get the information before you start opening your mouth and telling people how much you know and how smart you are and all that other stuff. Seriously. It's really gone nuts. All right, let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. She does every week. I always love my time with him. You're bebopping to something there.
I always got a tune going in my head, man. You know, music life. That's just how I
know. It's like it's a small world, some of these tunes. You can't get them out of your head once you hear them, right?
Right. Oh, man, why'd you put that one in my head? Dang it. Oh. In my head, it'll be like, it's a small brain after. Get out of my head. Leave me alone. Don't be picking on my brain while you're in my head.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's great. I mean, oh, wow. I could really go off on an assies on that, but I'm going to be really, really nice. All right. Actually, I think they're closing down, was it Disney? I read that they were closing down Space Mountain. Because, you ready for this? No, you ready for this? It's not diverse enough. No joke.
What, are they mad because there's only a black hole, or does there need to be a white hole, too? White hole.
I don't know. I've never been on it, but I guess as you go through it, there's characters that are up, but they're all white characters, and it's not... You know why? Because black people are smart, and they wouldn't hang out in the snow 12 months out of the year. That's why, okay?
Wait, you mean... Was it Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, that one they already did away with.
Man, they found something racist about. Are you serious about Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Now check this out. I've been on Space Mountain, and when we get ready to go into it, and they have to shut it down, man, Space Mountain inside looks like a lit up closet. It's just a stuck lit up closet. If you saw Space Mountain with the lights on, you would not stick your hands out of roller coaster anymore. And it's like, what, 60 miles an hour or something like that inside of a closet.
But go ahead.
And it's supposed to be simulating the experience of going into a black hole. That's Space Mountain. How the crap, like I said, is it racist because, and they should be happy about this, a black hole. I mean, it's a black hole. That's supposed to be like, you know, that's a black hole is like black power, man. That's like black power. It's got you in its grip. Blacks have got you in the kung fu grip, and it's going to pull down Whitey into the core of this black star. That should be, they should love that. Why don't they love that?
I can't handle this anymore. I hear this stuff. I you know, and I go, Disney, really? Have you lost it? You know, I tell you what, paint all the characters black. I don't care, right? Why don't we switch roles? Paint all the janitors white. Paint everybody else black. Okay, there you go. There's your equity, inclusion, diversity. I don't know, whatever it is. You know.
Anyway, well, see, now you got my that would just talking. Be straight goofy.
Oh, make Goofy black.
Yeah, there you go.
Now listen, remember I told you about the Lowe's I went into and it had a black Santa and a white Santa. And some people got mad because they thought I was, you know, but I said, no, I don't care. Put up one poor little kid walking in the room now thinks we got two Santas, one for one group, one for another group or something, right?
Why couldn't they have like mixed Santa? Mulatto Santa there.
Or how about that Two-Face, like a Two-Face Santa, you know, one side of him is black, one side of him is white or something like that? Maybe
yeah, like in
brown.
That episode of Star Trek. Yeah.
There you go.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And they hated each other, too. Wasn't that episode where they were all in the war?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like, what are you guys fighting for? Because on their side, those people, the black side is on their right side. We're the black people we're the ones with the blacks on the left side. It's like, are you guys serious? You're both black and white, but you go have it. And they're right, though. It's like, man, people will have a reason to hate on somebody. They'll look for any reason, man.
See, I say that all the time. Look, as long as there's a heartbeat, they'll be evil. As long as there's a heartbeat, there's going to be racism. As long as I mean, we go through the whole list. You cannot zap this out of people.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, and even, I hate to say it, even some of our Christian friends, our Christian brothers and sisters haven't come to the true knowledge of Christ and haven't got rid of that garbage.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's one of those things where you just have to be smart enough to know that, okay, look, no, man, there's racism. One is racism is dumb, and you often have to be smart enough to know that when you're getting sucked in or being race baited to just keep the whole narrative going. And man, there is so much of that, and I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm totally in agreement with you. I mean, I hate the way they do it. And they do it so subtly, too, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care, you know, some people go, yeah, you know, no, it's in your face. No, there are some things they're doing in your face, but not this one. This one here with the racism, there's a lot of it that's going on. It's very, very subtle. And unless you're paying attention, you won't catch it, you know? All right, dude. Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The, what is your favorite Christmas, no, I didn't want to say that. Do you prefer the old classics for Christmas songs, or do you prefer the newer music? And that came out of, I'll say, a spirited conversation I had with somebody over Mariah Carey's, what is it, All I Want for Christmas is You? No, she's not talking about Christ, or else I wouldn't have a problem with that. But my, you know, I said, come on, give me a break. I mean, there's nothing Christmassy about that song, except for I think there's jingle bells in it somewhere.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me put it like this. It's hard to. That's a complicated thing to answer because, like, say for instance, I like the classics, but with the classics, you can do modern versions of them, and I guess that's why they're called classics. You know, because you have the standard that you can updo. You know, you could do contemporary versions of. So
okay.
I like that. But the later Christmas songs, the more poppy versions, they're not classics. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't, once they're done, and you know they're kind of a fad for the generation that it's in. But the classics, man, we could just keep on. You know, I guess The answer, I guess the bottom line answer is I would prefer the classics because it's like pizza. If there was one food that you could eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pick on the Italians. Go ahead.
No, man. This is praise for the Italians, man. This is praise. If there was one food that I could pick to only eat, it would be pizza. You know why? Because you can always do things with it. You can make a cheeseburger pizza. You can have a pepperoni pizza. You can have pineapple. Canadian bacon pizza.
Putting no pineapple on pizza. Our friendship would be gone.
Before you kill our friendship over pizza, I want to give folks my favorite Christmas song. I'll bet y'all would be like, yeah, man, there you go. I wasn't thinking about that, Zoe, but there you go. That's the jam right there. You ready?
Yep.
Christmas Time by Vince Guaraldi.
Christmas Time.
Oh, man. Ah.
I'll look it up in the next break. Christmas
you're
Time?
Just the instrumental. He did two versions. There's one. It's from the Peanuts Gang. You know, and he does one with the Peanuts Gang singing it. And then he's got a 6-minute, instrumental version of him. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous, man.
I thought you were going to, tell me it was like,
have your circle twerky little bit.
No, the Alvin and the Chipmunks one. Which one was that?
Oh, no. Wait, what did they do? What version did they do? Oh, man.
You mean, you're talking about Bryan Adams, right?
No, man, how did you go from Chipmunks to Bryan Adams?
No. Didn't you say something? The song that you Christmas Time classic version is Bryan Adams or?
No, Vince Guaraldi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one, man. That's the one.
Oh, there it is. All right, I found it.
But there's also a Christmas Time Simply Having a Wonderful. I think that's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yeah. That's almost become a classic in itself. That one's been repeated.
When it comes to the songs for the time, for the theme, shouldn't the song have something to do with the day and not just the one?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there you go.
If you're going to celebrate the wrong day, you might as well celebrate it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you can hear this or not, but this is my favorite Christmas song. Because you were talking about, variations.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen.
See, you can't, see, you couldn't even not smile on that song.
That's right.
You know? We'll be back in a minute. Josie and your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I have a news channel up over my shoulder, and I see pictures I ought not see. But anyway, we're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring him back on. Alfonso Rangel joins me, as he does all the time, at least every week. We love everything we've heard of him. Zo, he is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zo Loft, and soon return is Soul Food Radio. And, you know, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, I mean, dude. I was listening to that too at night when I was closing down the show and doing stuff. So, got to kick
right.
it up a notch.
Thank you.
You know,
we are. You are among the Zopium denizens.
Denizens? That's not a real word.
is to...
Okay. We were talking about the Christmas song. And I heard the Christmas song you were talking about. And I can't find the instrumental. If I find the instrumental, I'll play it.
Yes.
And but that was kind of cool. And then I happened to come on a couple of other classics that I thought maybe, you know, we'd share a second or two of. I know you enjoyed them. I saw it on your face. Let's see if anybody knows what this one is.
Okay, Theodore. Paul. Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
I think this is the original song that got kids thinking they could have anything they wanted. God, you know,
I forgot my 3/4 conducting hand.
There you go, right. And I'm not going to play this one because it's too hard. It's too hard on the ears. Blue Christmas by Porky Pig. I mean, that guy, he took a 1.5 minute song and turned it into 17 minutes. I mean, seriously, that's how bad it was. All right, anyway. Okay, buddy, movies. All right, Christmas movies. I'm sorry, but some of the most watched movies now at Christmas time, Home Alone, A Christmas Story, what's his name, Bill Murray, Scrooged, and the Die Hard. I didn't know Die Hard movies were Christmas movies.
Oh, man, that will cause a bigger argument than pineapple on pizza. Is it really viable as a pizza or not? You got Die Hard believers on if it's a Christmas movie and it's a Die Hard movie or if it ain't. And you know what? The only thing I remember from that movie is Yippee-ki-yay.
I know. But seriously, you look at those and you go, okay, what about Miracle on 34th Street? You know, It's a Wonderful Life. Charlie Brown Christmas. There was one year, I think, they took out that part where Linus explains what Christmas is all about.
No, they did. Did they?
They
really?
Did.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean,
you're shocked. I thought you were smarter than that.
No, because I had just heard. I mean, they loop it like every year, and yeah, I know I shouldn't be surprised by something like that. But I mean, come on, man, it's Snoopy, man. It's Snoopy. How you gonna, you know, man?
I'm with you. So
that's what made that episode. I mean. You know, and you know, our buddy Bill and I, we were just talking about this earlier, man. How, you know, when Charlie Brown asks, you know, man, what's the whole thing, Christmas? And then Linus just walks out there with his blanket, man, and just stole the show with that. Just lays it out, man. But at the same time, it just had all the mojo than anything else, man. It was just like, hey, man, this is Christmas right here. And it was, and it sold. And they didn't want them to do that. And Charles said, I'm doing it.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. I read that.
Yeah. Doing it. Don't mess with peanuts, man. Yeah, man. They didn't go too far, Joe.
Yeah. Well, and again, it was one of those times when they pulled it out on regular TV. Your parents went nuts. People went nuts. What's your problem? Put it back in.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to pull that out. You know, we'll decide whether we want it or not, and we hear it or not, or whatever.
Yeah, we got a mute button.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Okay, but what about, you know, White Christmas? I said it's a wonderful life. But what about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I mean, yeah, I realize that they're not inclusive enough. I got all that. Okay, whatever.
Are you meaning like those stop motion?
The claymation ones. Remember those?
Those are great, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes 6 years to make a, you know, 6 minute movie or something like that, didn't it? It took forever.
Right? I mean, now you can do that stuff with CGI. It almost pretty much looks the same.
Yeah, but you can tell it's CGI. Come on, the claymation ones were really cool.
Right? All the frame, you could just see all the frame movements. But there was the Rudolph one. They had Frosty. And then which one was the Heat Miser?
They had them all. They had the Abominable Snowman. They had, right? Remember the one that didn't want to be an elf? He wanted to be a dentist, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. You're really dating me now. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
I'm there with you, man. I remember this stuff, too.
Oh, God. And then Dr. Seuss. I mean, the cartoon of Dr. Seuss and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I mean, that was really cool. It was cute. It was cool. But, you know, today it's not impactful enough for the young kids. They're used to seeing almost real stuff.
Right, and not only that, man, they made the Grinch look stupid now. The Grinch, when the Grinch was made, you know, when Dr. Seuss, I think, Chuck Jones, I think Chuck Jones directed those. And the way they had the Grinch drawn out, that was the Grinch, man. But now they made the Grinch look dumb or something. Yeah.
Oh, somebody just reminded me, I left out Feliz Navidad. Mm. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Is Feliz Navidad technically a Christmas song, though? Well, no, it is.
Oh, now you're making fun of our Hispanic friends. Okay, there you go.
I don't mean to. But Feliz Navidad, that's Happy New Year, right?
Yeah. No. I thought it was Merry Christmas. All right, come on, some of you dual speakers out there, let me know.
Oh, wait. Okay, no, I'm going to get a lot of trouble here, man. I might have that totally wrong. Feliz Navidad. I know it's Happy something.
All right. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That one's great, too, because that one has dual meanings. Remember, they kind of twisted the words around. So when they talked about kids going back to school, remember that? The mom and dad and Staples and riding in the cart and going, you know, it's school time kind of thing. It was a great thing. All right, anyway. All right. We'll get to some more serious stuff now. Head of the NAACP, the National NAACP, says, hey, the greatest Christmas gift they could get was to see Donald Trump in handcuffs on his way to jail. And I was thinking, okay, so the president that did, for better or for worse, that did more for the black community than any other president before him, really, they want to see in handcuffs. This is a sickness. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man, where, like, you know, even Malcolm X said it himself, saying, man, you let these people have their way, they will have you seeing good people as evil and evil people as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're following along with what Malcolm said to a T.
Oh, agreed. But, you know, it's funny how people don't see. Look, the real sin here that's going on right now, that I won't say it's flying under the radar, but it is, okay? The number of young people now that want to detransition has taken off. It's skyrocketed. And the left side doesn't want you to know about it. And most of these that are coming forward and screaming, what did you do to me, are girls. So yeah. All these girls that were a bit of a tomboy, you know, and I've done my own little poll with some of the women I know, and they said they all were ashamed of their bodies. They were all kind of, you know, not really feeling right in their bodies when they were teenagers and growing up and things were happening to them. You know, and that doesn't mean that they're a boy.
Right.
And every one of these girls have said the same thing on the stories I've been doing about how they only got, you know, two sessions before they started to get, you know, pills and hormone blockers and all that. And they weren't told that they couldn't reverse any of that. Or actually, they were told they could reverse those things. But you can't put a uterus back in. You can't put real breasts back in. No, they were lied to. This is so evil, so satanic, it's pathetic.
Satanic is right, Joe. And see, the thing is, man, that's why I think we're getting closer, man, to the return of the Lord. Because,
please,
you know, you got these people. I mean, what's the big word? Transformation. These people are assuming that they could transform into something else. They're assuming that they could be reborn as something else. And that's all in the hands of the Lord. Only with the Lord can we be reborn, and only with the Lord can we truly be transformed. You know, leave that to the professional, okay? You know, but don't you think it's weird, Joe, that in the very beginning, the very first thing that the Lord says about us, you're a man, you're a woman. I didn't make one of you to become two. Or, you know, I didn't make you to be that way. And we have people going against this basic biological spiritual truth from the beginning. We must be coming towards the end because we're messing around with the very thing that was said to us in the beginning and trying to change. These people trying to change themselves. Man, you better leave that to the Lord.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad that, you know, again, people think that they're gods. The Dem Party, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. I even heard, oh, there's that stupid music again. I even heard that there was a school accommodating a young girl who believes herself to be a cat. I'm like, come on, tell me that's not true. Please.
There are litter boxes and stuff, scratching posts or whatever.
Oh, God. All right, Zoe, listen, tell your wonderful bride that I wish both of you a Merry Christmas. Remember, it's all about the Lord, man, and I know
that's
you
right.
do. And have a safe weekend. We'll talk next week.
Off to you.
Yep. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break.